Welcome to Here I Am, Lord, a weekly faith-filled program about learning to say yes to Jesus in the ordinary moments of everyday life. Join Marta Kyle as she invites you to grow in faith, recognize God's voice in daily life, and discover simple ways to follow Christ more faithfully each day.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Marta Kyle.
And I'm Tara Wolfington.
Welcome to Here I Am, Lord.
What a
beautiful
great day.
Show. Yeah, we have a beautiful show planned today. It's a great day outside. It started a little chilly, didn't it?
Yes.
And then it ended up sunshiny and warm. We are so happy. Yeah, it's amazing.
From like 42.
Yeah, I decided maybe I was going to grill for dinner tonight. I said to Kevin, maybe we can use the grill. You use it all year round, though, don't you?
I do. I shovel a path to it.
Yeah, you're good. Not me.
It's easy cleanup.
It is easy cleanup.
It's a lazy man's way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You shovel one path and you save about 20 days of pots and pans.
Pots and pans and dishes, yeah. So tonight we might break out that grill. I don't know if anyone out there is preparing their dinner, but I know we're grilling. You're grilling too, right?
I'm grilling too.
Yeah. It's a grilling kind of a day.
Grill, baby, grill.
Yeah, exactly. For anyone that's coming to the Wake Up America dinner, we have a basket and it's called Grill, Baby, Grill.
And it's fabulous.
Yes. It's going to be a fun basket. So please join us because it's this Sunday at Malvern Retreat House.
If you haven't called in to get your seats,
please
book
do
your table. Mm-hmm. There's still time.
1:30 to 5:30. Again, it's at Malvern Retreat House. And you cannot buy your ticket at the door, but you can call Maureen, 610-527-2906, and book a ticket or a table. And we'll be so excited to see you.
Yeah. Do you still have time to sponsor the event?
Yep. There's always time. There's always time. There's red, white, and blue. The theme is Happy 250th Birthday, America.
Yes.
Proclaim liberty throughout the land unto all the inhabitants.
So we get to spend some quality time with Kathleen on that day. And we always get special words from words of wisdom for Kathleen.
Yep. Always.
Right?
Yeah.
And then we have a lovely dinner with...
Yes.
A lot of good friends and family and festive day.
Yep. We're like a family now. Everybody knows each other.
And then the auction. Where you could be the proud winner.
Yes.
Of Grill Baby Grill.
Grill Baby Grill.
It's all that stuff that goes bad on your grill and you just don't go out and buy it for yourself.
Yeah. And then when you need it, you wish you had it. You're like, oh, I wish I had that grill brush.
Yeah.
So anyway, we have a lovely show. Like we said, we can open with a prayer. So in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Big, big prayer.
Big prayer.
And said we could do a whole show just on that prayer.
Just on that prayer.
Maybe someday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. But for today, the prayer encompasses a lot of things we are going to talk about. A little bit of the gospel is in that prayer, right? Our daily bread.
Everything's in that prayer.
And then keeping the Lord's name holy. Hallowed be thy name. That's going to be the focus of the day because it's the second commandment in the Ten Commandments. And that's what we're doing, a 10-part series on the Ten Commandments. And if you recall, or if you tuned in last week, you'll remember we talked about the first commandment. You shall love the Lord your God and have no other gods with your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul, and have no other strange gods before me. And we talked about the importance of keeping God first in our lives, waking up, and the first thing that leaves our lips is a prayer to God, thanking him for the day, thanking him for another day for our life, right? And then keeping a rightly ordered life, the importance of that, because it's so easy to be disordered in this busy world.
Right.
And all the ways that we can be disordered, right? Because we have sports schedules and work schedules and high bills to pay, and, you know, tax season is upon us. We all know about tax bills, and the life can get away from us. So it's important to try and keep a rightly ordered life. Mm-hmm. And the way the Lord showed us how to do that, and a true path to freedom and joy, is in living out His Ten Commandments.
Right.
Yeah.
They're the path to true freedom.
Yes. Yes, they are.
True freedom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we'll do a quick review of the Ten Commandments, just so we know. We just said commandment number one, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no strange gods before me. Today, we're going to talk about you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Next week, we'll go over remembering to keep holy the Lord's Day. Honor your father and your mother. Number five, you shall not kill. The sixth is you shall not commit adultery. Seventh, you shall not steal. Eighth, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. That's a big one. Nine, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife. And the tenth, you shall not covet your neighbor's goods.
And that's where the true freedom comes in.
That's where the true freedom comes in.
You never do any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
You have nobody's chasing you down. You're not worried about guilt, shame, blame, you know, all those things in life.
Mm-hmm.
So the same we were talking about when you wake up in the morning, you also have to ask for the grace.
Mm-hmm. It's all grace.
Indwelling of the Spirit every day.
Yeah.
Every day, ask again for an indwelling of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So you can follow this stuff, so you can really lead, because that's the only way.
An ordered life,
with God's help, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right thinking, rightly ordered life. So.
Jumping right in.
Yeah. Honoring the name of God. We were discussing this all week, and it's funny, because in discussing it, we realized how casually people in society use the name of God, right? We use it in our everyday conversation, and sometimes we don't use it properly. We take it out of context. We have casual language, and other times if you're in a situation of surprise or you get angry or you use it for emphasis or proof to prove a point, and oftentimes we use God's name to do that
as
for
a
us.
Curse instead of a blessing.
Yeah.
So that's basically what the commandment is.
Yeah.
Don't curse with my name. Don't curse in my name. Don't use my name to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the name is holy.
Holy.
We should have honor and reverence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so the more you talk about things like this, then they become just as an exercise.
Yeah.
Everyone, just tomorrow, when you go through your day, really take note of how many times you hear JC or J. Or OMG, or wait till you see, it's so, so many people say it.
Yeah, or someone might use a profane word in front of the name of God. Just the phrase, oh my God, right?
Yeah.
Like even casually, we just.
Even OMG.
Yeah.
You think you're getting around
it,
but you're really not. You're just abbreviating it.
And then we were talking earlier, I said, when I was young, I remember adults used to say, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And I don't know that we hear that so much today, but anybody who's older who might be listening, but like, yeah, my mom said that all the time, or my aunt said that, or someone.
See, and we turned it to a blessing because people put it on top of their papers now, tests and stuff.
Yes.
They put,
JMJ. And then actually some saints even did that over their writings. They did the JMJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it is a blessing. It's meant to be used as a blessing. The name is meant to bless, to be used as a blessing. And we're going to talk about all the different ways in the Bible that it mentions that.
But you were telling me a number of ish stories about how you ran into it on the day that you were thinking about it.
Yes. So we went out to dinner. We went out to dinner, and unfortunately, there was an elderly woman, and she was leaving the restaurant, and the restaurant had three steps. So as you go out the door, she must have missed the first step, and she really took a bad fall. Boom. Right. So she fell down three steps and landed and hit her head. And the owner of the restaurant came flying across the restaurant, and the first word out of her mouth was, boop, boop, boo, you know, took the Lord's name in vain, real loud. And then that's what we were saying. They were using it in surprise, anger, emphasis, you know. And I quietly sat there, and I was thinking, oh, dear, this is not the time to be cursing anything. We have to be blessing, blessing, bless the lady, bless the restaurant, bless our Lord's name first and foremost. And when she came inside, she kept saying it. And it just was, because we were thinking about it, and because it didn't fall on deaf ears, it was like you were getting smacked in the heart every time you heard it, you know?
Yeah.
And so, a little punch in the gut. And so we kept blessing it. So that's one way when you hear it being misused. And then another time, just in casual conversation, somebody was expressing frustration, and they said, "Oh my, blah, 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 blah," and same thing. And I was like, "Ooh, they don't even know they just said that. It just rolled off their mouth. I think there was zero awareness that they even said it." And same thing. Kathleen says all the time that she says, "Bless his holy name, bless his holy name." So I kind of adopted that.
If she hears someone curse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had two just this morning. So Marta was telling me that last night. And so this morning I said, "I'm going to be keenly aware." And I just went to an appointment. I was early. I missed. Was in my phone wrong. So I was an hour early.
That's better than an hour
late.
That's
like not a big deal, right?
Yeah.
It's like you're an hour early, hour late. That's like not something that would cause you a lot of friction, hour early, maybe not hour late.
But, yeah.
And the woman says, you know, "Oh," you know, the J word, but, mm-hmm. but drew it out. I said, that was
dramatic, right?
That was very dramatic.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like even an event. It really wasn't even an event. It was my issue. It was, you know, and it just, mm-hmm. and so that struck me. And then in the same venue where I had the appointment, it was just casual conversation. And the response to just in conversation was a JC, you know,
mm-hmm.
but a strong. And I thought, because the more we're thinking about it, I thought, you know, they really don't realize they're cursing God.
Exactly. Right.
And then when they turn around, then they want a blessing. They want to go back to the same, you know, the same source.
And the same
and
name.
And you just don't realize that, you know, maybe you have to go to confession and confess that. Because mm-hmm. really, we talked about if your kids hit that crazy age where they're defiant and, you know, that mm-hmm. those sort of years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've heard kids say really mean things to their parents, you know, like, "I hate you," or something like that to their parent in when they're in a mood.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow, how that hurts your heart as a parent or a mother, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like, "I do everything."
Yeah.
24/7.
Yeah.
"I cook, I clean, I do your school papers. I, you know, like everything. I sign you up, I drive you." Like,
yeah.
My whole heart, my whole life, my everything is in this with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you shoot me like that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it's the same thing.
It is. Yeah. It's arrows to the heart that hurt. And I'm sure it wounds Our Lady, and I know it wounds St. Joseph. I was telling you that story that one year.
Yeah.
And St. Joseph let me know, when you sin, it wounds Our Lady's heart. And when you wound Our Lady's heart, it wounds my heart. And obviously, when you sin, it wounds Christ's heart. And when you wound Christ's heart, you wound my heart twice as much. So poor St. Joseph feels twice the hurt and the pain.
Right.
Because he loves our Lord so much and he loves Our Lady so much. So you don't realize that you're really wounding all of heaven. You're offending all of heaven. You're offending God. I mean, it's a serious commandment. Which is probably why it's the second
right up at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we discussed back in the Old Testament, they wouldn't even say the name of God.
They weren't allowed.
They were not allowed to say the name of God.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Only the high priest.
Mm-hmm. And it was
on one day of the year.
On one day of the year. Yeah.
Inside the Holy of Holies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And spoke it to atone for sin, because it's a healing word.
It's the name of God. I mean, I think we're forgetting, if anyone took your name and started smashing it and bashing it and mistreating it, you would be very upset. And then if that same person turned around and asked you for favor, I don't know.
See, all last week you were saying.
Yeah, divine mercy.
Right. You were cursed, Marta.
Yeah,
Marta.
Right.
You know, like it's
yeah.
Like put your own name there instead of that name, right?
And you would never do it. You wouldn't do it to yourself,
right? Well, you'd be
right?
so offended. You'd be so hurt in your heart. You'd be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Even in the, you see it in Exodus, you see it in Deuteronomy, right? Exodus 20, verse 7. "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain."
Mm-hmm.
That's very straightforward.
That is the first place, the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Moses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I went to dinner with friends last night. Another time, I think I go out to dinner too much. And I think within the first 5 minutes of the conversation.
You learn so many lessons when you're out for dinner.
I do.
God shares all these examples with you when you go out.
Exactly, when you go out to dinner. Yeah. And then we hear it in Deuteronomy, right?
Yep, it's repeated.
Mm-hmm.
Almost word for word.
Yeah. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Yeah. Almost word for word.
So in Exodus is when he received the Ten Commandments from the finger of God.
Yes.
And then in Deuteronomy, it's right before he stays back and he sends the people into the Holy Land.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, basically, let me remind you.
Yeah.
And he reminds them of the, you know, to follow the Ten Commandments.
Yes, because we are sheep. Bah. I was joking with Tara. I said I bought this big sheep one time. I said, I'm going to bring it in for the show and put it right on the desk and be like, remember, we're all sheep.
We're bad. But that's really a pungent statement that the Lord will not hold him guiltless.
Mm-hmm. That's actually kind of frightening. When you start looking in, Tara and I were talking, when you really start diving into the depths of these subjects and doing your research and then going out into the world and the Lord allows you to hear just how frequently in a day he's offended with this. It's unbelievable. You start to really realize.
Yeah, that's why we were saying your homework is tomorrow.
Yeah.
But really pay attention to
really
how many times
attention.
In a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And don't forget
it.
Every time you hear it to bless his name. Right?
Right.
And then what we talked about, what does it mean to say something in vain, right? What does that word mean? It means to use it in a way that's empty, careless, false, or useless, casually. It's not just about cursing. It's about using God's name without reverence and without truth. A couple weeks ago, we talked about the I am statements. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I am the bread of life. I mean, all the I am statements, he tells us exactly who he is. So it's almost like the nerve. The daring, it's kind of insane that we would even do it.
Right, because there's no other religion that would ever curse or use as a curse the name of their God.
You would never hear Muslims do it to Allah. You would never hear the Buddhists do it to Buddha. You would never hear in Tao or the Asian community like those religions.
They hold their God in...
Yeah, the way it should be held in reverence. And
right, and respect.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then through prayer, we're trained to have reverence for God's name, right? Jesus teaches us to hallow God's name. That's why we opened with the Our Father.
The perfect prayer.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So you're not just, these aren't empty words. These aren't empty phrases. That's the phrase Jesus himself taught us. Mm-hmm. And Jesus obviously always kept his Father's name holy, and he kept his temple holy. That's the one time he had righteous anger when they were taking advantage of his Father's temple, and he took the whip out.
But he started didn't say it as curse.
No, he was correcting. He was convicting and correcting, right?
Yeah.
And he was teaching
that
this is holy ground, or the Lord's name is holy, and it's set apart. It's to be holy. It's to be honored. It's not to be treated in the everyday language and the everyday conversation,
not just your words, your behavior.
Your
behavior and your words.
It's
not just a throwaway statement when you're annoyed or excited or angry. And you're going to be held accountable for your words.
Well, that's the thing, we talked about that too at the end of life, or whenever you have your illumination of conscience, or whenever you get your life review. Every thought, every word, everything will be, you're going to watch it and you're going to be accountable for it. And it says also in the Bible, your own words will be used to convict you, right? To, you know, not condemn you. You will be convicted by your own words.
Right.
Yeah.
The tongue.
Mm-hmm.
The tongue.
Mm-hmm. That's why we have divine mercy, everybody. That's why we have divine mercy.
Right.
And we have to pray.
That's why
we should
exercise. Right. And they were saying in studying up on this, they were saying every day in order to attain the commandments, right, staying true to them. And you have to ask for grace, because it's only by grace, asking every day for a new indwelling of the grace, is that you can actually be strong enough to keep the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. And it's like anything else. It's a habit. Once you start and once you have awareness and once you have a willingness to change and you start to change, right, it'll grow.
Mm-hmm. And when we, in and the end, when we talk grace. About how you can train yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How do you train yourself out of the habit?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to other people?
Mm-hmm. Even the small habit of every time you hear it, counteracting that with a blessing, that's a great place to start. And then your awareness grows, those seeds get planted, and then you realize you don't want to do that yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And then you'll catch yourself doing it. I caught myself the other day in the car. I said just the name of Jesus, but I said it like, I don't know. It wasn't like so bad, but I definitely said it in a casual manner. And I was like, ooh, yeah, I just did it myself. So
the awareness was there. When you start listening, you become very keenly aware.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So it is no small mistake that we make.
Mm-hmm.
And then even when you watch television and you listen to songs, today's songs, the music, it's not that great. I mean, there's a lot of, even if they're not using the word, they're taking God's presence. They're taking God's name. They use it in rap songs and they use it in, but it's just not in the right, it's just not in the right manner.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. That's what we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. And that's in Matthew. For by the words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. I mean, yow.
That's pretty clear.
Yep. It's clear all throughout the Bible.
Yeah. And that's New Testament. So it's New Testament and to Old Testament.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I find it amazing. Right now they're doing this thing, read the Bible. You were telling me
about
it. Yeah. Read the whole Bible.
Right.
And then around the world, everyone's going to be reading the Bible in 7 days. And the president's going to be reading from the Bible on the air. And I think that's fascinating.
It was a 24-hour. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 7 days. Read the Bible end to end.
Mm-hmm. And beautiful. So it's beautiful. And it's nice that they're starting to use the word of God to try and protect this country. It is the 250th anniversary of our country and our freedoms. And mm-hmm. we've gotten so far away from these things. So it'll be nice if they bring back prayer publicly, and if they bring back things like the Pledge of Allegiance, allegiance to your God, allegiance to your country, allegiance to, you know.
I do see a shift.
Yeah, it's happening.
At least some people trying to come against people mm-hmm. who are trying to take it away.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The reading of the Bible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just the rededication of the country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All these things. All the youth that are coming back into the church.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Another way we see it is if people take a false oath and perjury, you use God's name to back a lie. That sounds frightening.
Right. You say, I swear to.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really.
Yeah.
You're really just covering up for the fact that you're lying. And you say, I swear to.
Yeah. It could be anything.
Yeah.
We were saying one that we've heard kids use, I swear on my mother's grave, or I swear.
God is my witness.
As God is my witness. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Things like that. He doesn't even want you to go there. It's not, let your yes mean yes and your no mean no.
Yeah.
And anything you have to say after that is from evil.
Mm-hmm. And obviously in a court of law, you have to testify under oath. And if you're going to become like the president or if you can have some public office, you swear under oath. In those places, it's appropriate.
Right.
But it's serious when it's broken, and it's broken quite oftenly, quite frequently in today's world.
Right. Right? They probably don't realize how serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you never want to make a promise in God's name if you do not intend to keep that promise. And same thing. God is a God.
And you don't use God's name to make a promise.
Right.
Because he's got nothing to do with that in you. You know what I mean? If you're making a promise to someone from your own self, you have to stand up to that yourself. Yes, I will do it. And that's the end of it. Not in the name of God, I will do it. Just yes, I will do it.
Mm-hmm. Just be reliable and accountable. And
to your own behavior.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's
right there in Leviticus.
Yeah.
And ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shall thou profound the name of thy God. I am the Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's one time I heard a talk, and it was called God is God. You know, and it was making that point. God is God. And then by the end of the talk, I'm like, yeah, I get it. I'm starting to get it. Like, don't kid yourselves, folks. And don't take this so seriously. God is God. And, right. And we are not.
Right.
You know, he is who is, and we are who are not. I am who am, and you are who are not.
And remember, don't commingle.
I am nothing.
Don't commingle.
And God is all.
Right.
Yeah. And God keeps his promises. He keeps his oath. He's kept his promises all throughout Scripture. He's trustworthy. And he wants us to model. He gave us a model in Jesus. He gave us a model in the Blessed Mother. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine if they had false oaths or false promises or something. But they don't. They're loyal and they're faithful.
The stuff we're reading is also saying that that applies to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and all the saints.
And all the saints.
Don't take any of the holy names in vain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And so don't treat the truth like something you need, like we just talked about, a swearing trick to make it credible.
But then he says, don't swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by earth, for it is his footstool,
mm-hmm.
neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king.
Mm-hmm.
Neither shall thou swear by thy head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yes or no, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil.
Yeah. That's what we were saying. Let your yes be yes, and let your no mean no.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting what you learn when you research, because you hear that all the time. Let your yes be yes,
yes
and your no mean no. But here they really apply it to not cursing God's name.
Mm-hmm. And Jesus even spoke in parables about that when he gave the example of the son who said yes to his father but turned around and did nothing, and then the other son said no to his father, I will not do that, but he went ahead and did it anyway. And he said, which one of these is in the father's favor, right? He was asking, and they said, well, obviously the one that said no but yeah actually did it,
right?
So he gave us examples, and we can see that in everyday life. Where you, even you're with your own children. Yeah, mom, I'll clean my room. Boom, they're out the door. Yeah.
Right.
They tell you, yes, they'll do something, and then they just don't do it.
Right.
Or the kid that kicks up and gives you a fight, but then turns around and does it.
And it's double bad when they swear upon it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So we are almost at the point of our break time. So, you know. This is a topic we could go on and on and on about. What should we do instead? We're going to make our speech dependable. Truth without theatrical swearing. We want to represent God with integrity in our deeds. So let our words match our actions. And if we're, like we said, if you're in church, if you're a confession, if you're praying your rosaries and you're trying to live a holy life and you're trying to improve and grow in your faith, but then you drop the spaghetti sauce on the floor, you know, what do you say?
And out it comes.
So it's from within that which defiles, right? It's from what's within our heart. And sometimes that shows you what's in your heart. I mean, not to be harsh. Everyone makes mistakes and we're human. But sometimes the first thing that comes out, that's a reflection point for ourselves. And it's like, all right. Maybe I'm not as far along as I thought I was, right?
Well, I was thinking about that, too. It's a need to soften. It's a need to not take everything so, slow down,
mm-hmm.
absorb, stay in God, stay in the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yep.
And then maybe you won't feel the need to.
Yeah.
Because if you're cursing, you're uptight. You're
yeah. Malicious up, you're misuse is reserved for God's enemies. They take his name in vain, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not only accidental. It can be hostile. Mm-hmm. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. So these are mm-hmm. strong instances and strong examples.
Yes.
Of how serious the Lord is about keeping his name holy. All right. I think we're at the half hour mark, so we will be back right after this.
Kathleen McCarthy enhances my life in so many ways. She's a friend, a teacher, and at times, a true spiritual mother. She has the great gift of meeting and loving each person where they are at. My name is Kathy Tierney. After I met Kathleen, I started to listen to her radio programs. In the Silence of My Heart is so special because the words provoke personal meditation and reflection. It gives gems to think about Jesus' love for me and for each of us. Our Lord then put Kathleen and Father Dermot Roach together when the Holy Spirit is with you. What a match. Wow. The program is an hour, but amazingly it is like a coffee break that flies by. Our Blessed Mother and the Holy Spirit brought us the child Jesus. And Kathleen and Father Dermot bring Jesus the Word to the opening of every program. After the reading of the Holy Gospel, their teaching conversation so stirs your heart and soul, you will know the Holy Spirit is with you.
My friends, it is you who have stood lockstep with us in underpinning our apostolate by your powerful prayers and sacrificial financial giving. We have no doubt that you surely are the angels the Lord said he would send to us, and we are forever grateful. These are urgent times, and we need to proclaim the truth of God's Word, which alone can set us free. And we need to bring the Lord's healing power, love, and mercy out to a world that is in such desperate need. As your local Catholic radio apostolate, we are humbled and mightily blessed to have your loyal support. For our new listeners who would be interested in joining us, we can be reached at 610-527-2906 or on the web at inhissign.com.
Side.
Well, welcome back.
Welcome back.
To Here I Am, Lord. I am Marta Kyle.
And I am Tara Wolfington.
And if you're just tuning in today, we are discussing the second commandment, thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain. We had a nice conversation in the first half hour about how casually we use the Lord's name in vain in today's society. And we're going to discuss in this second hour nice little antidotes to that, how we can bless. Use the Lord's name for blessing instead of for cursing. We're quick to curse with his name, but how quick are we to bless in his name, right? And that's the, we're always praying to him for blessings. We're asking for blessings, and we actually, the Lord's name is holy. It's the name above every other name.
And it's the name that healing comes through.
Yeah, and everything comes through.
Everything comes
through.
So
we're gonna review that. So again, we're not gonna join in the misuse. We don't want to use it to escalate or make a point, and we're going to bless and bring reverence into the moment.
So what's the, Kathleen says, bless his holy name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If she hears someone curse, she just says, bless his holy name.
Yeah.
And, or you just say, bless it, bless the name of Jesus, or think of a name, you know, a little
think
prayer
of
under
one
your
way.
Breath, a really quick one-line prayer where you can counter for the Lord to ease the pain of,
yes,
you know.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll even say, create a clean heart in me, O God, and a steadfast place, a steadfast spirit within me. And even if I hear it, I'll say it like on behalf of the other person, create a clean heart in us, O Lord, please create clean hearts and steadfast spirits, clean hearts and steadfast spirits. So that when we're in these moments, because a lot of times when these words are used, we're in moments, we're in a business meeting, we're in a grocery store, we're in anywhere, we're out
salon,
to dinner,
anywhere.
You're
it's
in
everywhere.
The nail salon, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
You might hear it on the radio. You definitely hear it in comedies and if you go to see a comedian or something, or it's the overuse, the misuse of God's name is
right, the casual use.
Mm-hmm.
Very much out of control.
Yes, indeedy. Do you want to read us Philippians?
So in Philippians chapter 2, 9 to 11, it says, "Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father."
Yeah. The name of Jesus, every knee will bow, in heaven and earth and under the earth.
So
heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Just take that in for 1 second. That means everybody, who's anybody, good, bad, or indifferent, will always bow, and they know the power and the authority in the name of Jesus.
So it's funny that people understand a curse or, when someone curses you or you mm-hmm. curse something that... But do they understand that it really takes effect? You can bless and you can curse.
Mm-hmm. Words have
and
power.
So to get out of the habit and mm-hmm. think to yourself, I could really bless this situation. And we were talking about if someone's yeah. really on the other side of an argument or something with you, instead of cursing, imagine if you bless them and their heart changed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you yeah. change that whole person.
Yeah. And these are the things that when you wake up in the morning and you ask for God's graces throughout the day, he'll show you, he'll work with you, and you invite Jesus into every situation. That's my big thing. Bring Jesus everywhere.
Right.
Bring him everywhere. In your driving, in your arguing, in your situations at home, in right. your business meetings, if you're stressed out. We pray over technology in here. We pray over everything. Because yeah. there's power in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your best friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we see it time and time again in the Bible. So we have some examples here, like in John 20, verse 31. "But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." Yeah, mm-hmm. very clear.
And then
Acts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." That's awesome.
Again, the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Get up and walk."
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Because his name is a blessing.
Everybody understands, especially the apostles. It's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The
so
power and the
so
name
many
of God.
Examples came up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then Acts 3:16.
Mm-hmm.
"By faith in the name of Jesus, this man who you see and now has made strong, it is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see."
Yes. And isn't that what Kathleen always says? There is only one healer, and his name is
Jesus. Right?
Yes.
The divine healer.
Mm-hmm. We're always getting these lessons.
And in Acts 4,
mm-hmm.
"Then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you
healed."
Mm-hmm. And then again in Acts 4.
Yeah. "Then they called him in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus." Mm-hmm. How about that?
They understood. Saw the power.
Yeah. They understood.
The power. I got the power.
And they were constantly telling them, stop praying in that name, stop preaching in that name, stop using that name. And they were firsthand witnesses, the Pharisees and Sadducees, and they were firsthand witnesses of the power
of that name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They understood it. "Stretch out your hand," we see in Acts 4, verse 30. "Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's everywhere. It's very clear in the Bible.
I mean, it just keeps going on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Then Acts 5.
Yep. "His speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in, had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go."
They had them flogged.
Because they understood the power and the glory, that is associated. They didn't want to. They didn't want it because they were afraid of their, losing their own power. They knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how when we just simply put in the power of the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We only printed 16 of.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have printed pages and pages and pages of examples in the Bible where it says the power of the name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you have any doubt whatsoever, do your homework, do your research, and you will see there is ample proof and evidence that there is power in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. He's our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Yeah. God's Son.
You're baptized in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Men have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when they believed Philip, as he proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. As a matter of fact, today's first reading was about Philip, and he got a word from God to go meet the Ethiopian.
Enoch, yeah. And explain the gospel.
And explain the gospel to him. And he did. And then he wanted to be baptized. So they stopped the chariot. He was baptized.
And then Philip disappeared.
And Philip disappeared. Yeah.
Right from his sight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts 19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then look, Acts 19:13. Some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. And they would say, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out.
Yeah.
So the name of Jesus is really so powerful, the name above every other name.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great song. Jesus, the name.
See the blessing.
See
the power and the blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's no shortage of evidence here, folks, that the name of Jesus is holy. We actually also printed the litany of the holy name of Jesus. Maybe we'll do that little meditation if we have time at the end. But in the meantime, I think we're going to jump into the gospel.
Jump into the gospel.
All righty. So today's gospel is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Mm-hmm. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. And this is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to God.
Yeah, praise be.
There's an I am statement.
Yeah, there's a couple I am statements in there. See, all these shows are coming together.
Oh, there's the I am.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeedy. So that was, we talked about the bread of life, the I am statements. Jesus is the bread of life. That kind of ties into keeping his name holy, understanding the power and the holiness.
It is. It's saying that he, you know, that he's the one that the bread for eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Following him, believing in him, which means honoring him.
Yeah.
The Gospels.
Yeah. And Jesus declares in that only those drawn by the Father can come to him, promising to raise them on the last day. So he's identifying himself, like you just said, as the living bread.
Right. And when they say drawn, they mean taught by the Lord. He brings you and he teaches you and you
come. He calls us by name. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the Spirit.
He says, "It is not you that has chosen me, it is I that chose you," right?
Amen.
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 Yeah. And all the more reason to keep his name holy. He chose us. He called us into being. He called us. We even talked about that in the show when we spoke about the astronauts and they saw life and Mother Angelica's, you know, story.
Yeah.
He called us into being. He called us into this life. And we are to know, love, and serve the Lord.
I love that visual when mm-hmm. they're in the darkness out in space and they look back and the earth just...
It was teeming with glowing life and glowing. And,
yeah, with mm-hmm. light and life and...
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. no words necessary for creation story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my favorite song, I Am the Bread of Life. I love that song. You know how there's certain songs in church that always make you cry for some reason? That song conjures up the emotions for me.
Yeah. Well, he's also comparing himself here to the manna in the wilderness sustained them. The Lord gave them that bread to sustain them in mm-hmm. this life. But he's the bread that sustains us into the mm-hmm. to the afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The extension. He's the new covenant.
Yeah.
He's the blood.
It's his own flesh, right? His own flesh and blood. And how much he sacrificed for us. It's that mom thing again we talked about where I did so much for you and here people just curse my name. And how that must be such a piercing to his heart, his mother's heart, his father's heart, his earthly father's heart.
Yeah, all of heaven, really.
The saints. Yeah.
And listen, I hate to say, but even everyone in hell knows that the power of, that you know, they even have to bow at the power and the grandeur in the name of Jesus.
They do.
Yeah. So it's amazing that we don't pay attention. It's like everybody else knows and sheep.
But what we can do to counteract it is to say the prayer under our breath or depending on the situation. You could even have a little line that you would say to people if it's the right situation.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they say his name in vain and, you know.
Bless his holy name. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Stay with me, Lord. Stay with them, Lord. Forgive us, Lord.
Even sometimes a little humor.
My Jesus, mercy.
He's not here, but if you keep calling him like that, he might not be too happy when he arrives.
Sometimes people respond to
sometimes
humor.
Sometimes people say, what? And you know what I mean? And you're getting the point across of, wow, that was uncalled for, you know, out of line. Or
yes, it's convicting them without condemning them, using like a little bit of humor.
Yeah.
And God had humor.
On the right situation.
On the right situation.
You know, but
yeah.
But there are different ways that you
got to read the play there, right?
Read the play. Yeah.
Play number 52. Bless his holy name. Play number 47. Use the humor.
Yeah.
We always joke in our family that you have a playbook. So you see these different situations come up. And you know that they're going to come up because what you know in advance, you do in advance. So you know.
You prepare.
You prepare
yourself.
People
are going to curse. So you prepare yourself for who's cursing, how are they cursing, and then what's my play?
And what's your play?
Right.
How are you going to respond to that?
If it's an angry man in boxing gloves, I think I'll step back and pray under my breath.
Yeah.
But if it's a situation that you could shoot a little humor in or.
Sometimes, actually, it's hard even to, if it's someone you're very close to, they don't want to feel like they're being corrected publicly or, you know, you want to reprimand privately, not publicly.
Yeah,
you have to be really careful. You're not going to humiliate them or embarrass them or anything.
Right.
So that's where you got to
read your playbook.
Yeah. Sometimes it might work better with a stranger. One time. This is a silly story. I was in the supermarket and I had one of my kids in the front cart. You know, you put your kid in the front there with their legs dangle. So whatever kid this was, reached into the back of the cart and picked up salad dressing. And I was like, oh no, don't do that. So I was not in time and they dropped it on the floor and it smashed. It was a glass bottle. It was in plastic. And there was this woman and she came walking down the aisle. And I kid you not, she had brand new baby blue, beautiful suede shoes. And I was like, no, stop. I was trying to stop her. Well, she stepped right in it. She stepped right in the oily Italian salad dressing. And boy, did the language come out. And she was not happy. And she had a lot of things to say to me.
And she would not say.
Yeah, things you would not
say. He's not here.
I didn't really have a playbook for that one. I was like, I'm so sorry. I was trying. I was trying to tell you not to step in it. I was trying. You weren't paying attention to me. And she took her shoe off, and she was waving at my face. These are my new shoes. I was thinking to myself, what are you doing in brand new, like, Gucci leather, suede shoes in the supermarket anyway?
Well, that's where the change of heart comes. You pray for the change of heart. Because obviously, if her reaction is to go to anger and cursing, then
she was mad.
She there's something going on in her world that needs a little prayer and softening, you know.
Yeah. The manager even offered to buy her new shoes. It was really a situation. And she wouldn't stop. She kept following me around the store with one shoe on and one shoe in her hand.
Wow.
She wouldn't stop. And I would talk about praying and blessing and praying and blessing and being apologetic. Oh, my gosh. So I don't know what play that
only
calls for.
Marta has the best supermarket.
I know. Stories. I always have something in the supermarket. I'm never short on supermarket stories. Yeah. And oh my goodness, that lady was nuts. And but I didn't have a play for that one. It was probably, Lord, please help me get me out of this store before the lady whacks me in the head with her shoe. And my poor child here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, back to the gospel. Back to the gospel. Mm-hmm. Sacrificial flesh. Jesus clarifies that the bread and his the bread is his flesh, right? He gives us he's the life of the world, and it's often interpreted as a reference for the sacrifice in the Eucharist and the Mass, and he's right. telling us before it happens, right? So that when it happens, they know. It's and, the and, new sacrifice.
And that's how the gospel really goes back to not taking the Lord's name in vain.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Lord gave you manna in the desert. He gives you what you need here on earth. He gives you what you need to get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask for the grace. You can ask for anything in his name. So when you curse his name, it has power. Just mm-hmm. like when you bless people with his name, it has power. Mm-hmm. And so stay on the blessing side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you can really change people.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. if you're in a situation and she's angry and she's cursing at you, she could have said, bless you, may the Lord bless you, and then left you, and you would have left with a whole blessing in the spirit.
Yeah.
Maybe your child.
Yeah.
Lord bless this child.
Yeah, exactly.
Give him wisdom.
Yeah.
And it would happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, give this little child wisdom not to drop salad dressing.
Well, I mean, really, there were like two. I don't even know.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, if you got it, but you can still pray wisdom into the child
mm-hmm.
instead of cursing a
yes,
child.
Yes, exactly. And then imagine what
my
we
point
said
is
earlier
people
in
do
the show.
It off the cuff. They don't realize.
Yeah,
it's such a habit that it just comes off the tongue.
Yeah,
and they bet people don't even realize they're cursing. I mean, mm-hmm. that's why it's called cursing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because you're cursing.
Yeah. And imagine at the end of her life, the illumination of conscience. She's maybe forgot about that day. We all forget about our life and the things we do on the daily. And then she'll watch that back. And exactly to your point, imagine watching that scene back. It's a child. It's an innocent child.
It's a shoe.
It's a shoe. It was not important. There's just so many things about that story where.
Right. In the scheme of.
In the grand
life.
Scheme of things.
Yeah.
And in the grand scheme of your eternal judgment, mm-hmm. does the shoe really matter? Does the car really matter? Someone scratches your car.
Because at the end of the day,
someone cuts you off. Does it really matter? Yeah, because you can't take any of that stuff with you, right?
And the only thing that for it.
Yeah, and the only way you're getting into heaven, and the only thing you have to rely on as your defense, is the name of God.
Is mercy.
Jesus. Is mercy.
We talk about that. I practice that line.
Yeah.
The only thing I have to offer is your mercy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I forget what saint said that. Was that Faustina? At the end of the day, the only thing we have to offer is his mercy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? At the pearly gates.
Yeah. So there's a real call to transformation here within the gospel and within our little second commandment series here.
Everything talked about how the Lord blesses us and the Lord blesses us and all these little things in the Lord's name. Even we can go out and bless people in the Lord's name.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Every single one of those examples was people going out and blessing in the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Healing.
So if we take anything away from today,
mm-hmm.
it's see the power in the word, see the power mm-hmm. in the curse, and see the power in the blessing, and bless people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Call to transformation, everybody. Woohoo! Mm-hmm. It's springtime. Mm-hmm. It's a time of transformation.
Right.
It's beautiful. We want to imitate Christ and build new virtues and new habits and just ask him for help. If this is a habit that we have that's really hard to break, because these habits can be hard to break, maybe every time you catch yourself saying it quickly.
Ask for an indwelling of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Ask for grace
mm-hmm.
to overcome.
And say you're sorry. Ask for forgiveness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And do better next time. We all fall 7 times a day. Even the righteous fall 7 times a day. So
that's why you ask for grace every morning.
Yeah.
Every day is a new day, and every day we need to
mm-hmm. work on our patience, work on our imitation, how we can live more like Christ, be more Christ-like.
Like Kathleen says, we want the bad guys to go, oh, they're awake.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe even like my grocery store story, instead of running away from that woman, maybe I should have stood there and prayed for her and said the name of the Lord with through blessing and then said, Lord, bless her, you know, calm her spirit, open her mind, open her heart, help her realize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and I didn't. I ran away. I was boogieing away from that lady. I'm like, get me away from this lady.
Scary.
She's scaring me.
Her blue suede shoes.
Her blue suede shoes are going to get me after all. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Sorry, inside jokes.
Yeah. So anyway, there is a litany to the holy name of Jesus, and there are titles within this litany, all the different titles of the Lord, and we were just going to talk through them.
Do you want to just do the prayer?
Or we can do the prayer.
We just have 3 minutes.
All right. We have Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
God our Father in heaven.
Have mercy on us.
God the Son.
Have mercy on us.
Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, Son of the living God.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, splendor of the Father.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, brightness of everlasting light.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, King of glory.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, dawn of justice.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, Son of the Virgin Mary.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, worthy of our love.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, worthy of our wonder.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, mighty God.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, Father of the world to come.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, Prince of Peace.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, all-powerful.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, pattern of patience.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, model of obedience.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, gentle and humble of heart.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, lover of chastity.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, lover of us all.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, God of peace.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, author of life.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, model of goodness.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, seeker of souls.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, our God.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, our refuge.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, Father of the poor.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, treasure of the faithful.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, good shepherd.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, the true light.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, eternal wisdom.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, infinite goodness.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, our way and our life.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, joy of the angels.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, King of patriarchs.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, teacher of apostles.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, master of evangelists.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, courage of the martyrs.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, light of confessors.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, purity of virgins.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, crown of all saints.
Have mercy on us.
Lord, be merciful.
Jesus, save your people.
From all evil.
Jesus, save your people.
From every sin.
Jesus, save your people.
From the snares of the devil.
Jesus, save your people.
From your anger.
Jesus, save your people.
From the spirit of infidelity.
Jesus, save your people.
Jesus, from everlasting death.
Save your people.
From the neglect of thine Holy Spirit.
Save your people.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a beautiful prayer. You can meditate on it. It's a little bit longer, but we ran out of time. So we hope you enjoyed us today. Enjoyed our show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And we really hope to see you. Yeah. And we hope to see you on Sunday.
Yes. Wake up America. Don't forget.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Join us again next week as we explore scripture reflections, personal stories, and practical encouragement. leading us to say, "Yes, here I am, Lord."